Welcome to the Sunday Morning Meeting Podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Brian Ward.
Three. Woo! Jesus! Come on, the name of Jesus. Oh, man. There's something happening in the atmosphere.
Amen.
Across this nation. Are we excited? Are we excited? Man alive. God is so good. It's awesome. The chains are broken. I've been set free. Are your chains broken this morning?
Yes.
All of you, are you free?
Yes.
Are you free?
Yes.
Come on, if you're not free by the end of today, don't go away without having those chains broken.
Yeah, come on.
Because of Christ's love for you.
Amen.
Awesome stuff. You know, how many are going to this? Hands up so far. Wow, come on in. That's great to be there. And I tell you, you need to be there. You know, it's just not another conference.
Oh, no.
This is something that God has spoken over our town. This is something that God wants to see happening over Scarborough and the surrounding area. This is what's happening because God is calling international speakers from America, Paul Manwaring, Dr. James Maloney. And the reason they're coming is because there's going to be something released, released over the town, over the community. Who wants to see our community change for God? Come on, that should be all of us. We should be on our feet. You know, there's something, we cry out the name of Jesus. There should be something in our hearts. Are we sold out for God? Are we sold out for God? 100%. You know, when you sell a house, you don't just sell part of it. You sell all of it. And I want to, you know, I've sold my life. I've sold everything. I want to, you know, I just want Jesus to be reflective of what I am walking on the street. It's something being sold out 100% for Jesus Christ. And what that means is that means that we may have to step up into places we never stepped up into before. It's taking that, working out from that relationship we have with the Father. It's not getting all worried and tied up about it. It's just working out from your relationship with the Father. But he wants to raise you up. He wants to build you up. He wants to send you out. And there's such an excitement today. There's such a hunger today within the community of needing Jesus Christ in people's lives. Of needing to be set free. Of needing to see their chains broken. And over these last few weeks, just even over the last couple of, over this last month, I think, God has just been doing a work in me. He's just been saying, come on, it's no longer to have the Bunsen burner on low. Let's start turning up the heat. Let's start boiling over the pan. You know, as we sow, it's pressed down, shaken, and overflowing. It's no good being a simmering pan on the stove at the moment. God's turning up the heat upon his church, the church across the nation, Kingdom Faith Church. And what we're going to see is this outpouring is going to reach into different, into all our communities, into people's houses, into people that are struggling at the moment in depression, but they're going to be breaking free out of that and coming into a freedom that Christ has for them, a plan and a purpose. Man, how many of you got one of these? Dare to dream. If you haven't got one, just take hold of one, put a couple in your pocket, because they're great to hand out to people. I'll keep grabbing them, you know. I sort of hand them out and then grab a few more. But it's amazing what's going on with the Dare to Dream. Who knows about our Dare to Dream vision? Well, that's the front row. Praise God. As the leaders are, so those people shall be. Amen. Dan, have you got the Dare to Dream vision? You know, this vision isn't Pastor Paul's vision. This vision is the one that God has placed upon our church. This is a vision of something that we should be reading on a regular basis and praying into. This is a vision that we need to put shoes on the bottom of the feet so we can start walking with it, so we can start running with it. We dare to dream of a church where people are loved, accepted, and restored. Come on, where the blind see, the deaf hear, and the lowly find friendship. Come on, we've been starting to see that, haven't we? God is so gracious. We've started to see the deaf ears open, the blind are seeing. Come on, friendship that is full of God's love, where the tangible presence and love of God is known, felt, and shared with others. Come on, we should be so much on fire. There's a love of God that's just waiting to burst out of us.
Awesome.
We say, come on, God will speak to somebody soon. He'll only speak to them if we open our mouths. We've got to open our mouths to speak to people. To let them know about the love of Christ. that is growing by week, as lives are impacted with the truth of Jesus Christ, that equips people to know who they are in Christ. Do we know who we are in Christ? Do we know the freedom that He set us in? Do we know that every spiritual blessing He wants to pour into our lives? Do you know that He loves us and He wants to walk with us and He wants to talk with us? Not just on a Sunday, but on every day of the week, every minute of the day. Jesus says, I don't speak any words until I hear what my Father is speaking. And I don't say it, and I don't do anything unless I see my Father doing it. Church, we need to be on the mark for Jesus Christ. We need to be on the mark. We're being filled with His Holy Spirit. It's not me anymore that lives, but Christ who lives in me. When the people meet with God and make Jesus known, that is influencing a whole region. Come on, we want to see the whole of Scarborough. We want to see the whole of North Yorkshire. We want to see the whole of this nation changed. There's things happening. There's things happening around the country. There's a little fire starting to burst up. It's coming along the coast, guys. This is going to be an outpouring. This is going to be another fire that's going to be refueled at that event. That we're going to see a greater fire burning across our region here in Scarborough, North Yorkshire. Come on. That is local but has a big vision that sends people out all over the world. Come on, Dave Baker goes out all over the world. Nigel Fraser goes out all over the world. Rob is going out with a team all over the world. Come on. All over the world. Maybe it's just up the road for you and me. But it's part of the world. Come on. In your workplace, it's part of your world. In your schools, your universities, it's part of your world. That brings honour and glory to see Jesus Christ. And that is just great fun to be at. God loves fun. He loves the fun. He loves the skipping and the dancing. He loves seeing people coming to Him. He loves seeing people being led to Christ Jesus. He loves seeing people being led out of bondage. He loves people being healed. He loves people being set free from depression. He loves people seeing relief from financial debt. And it's going to be fun. It's fun because what we're seeing is the Christ Jesus working in our community. It's going to be fun because it's great to see people being set free. It's going to be fun because God is such a fun-loving guy. Come on, dare to dream, dare to dream. Get one of these if you haven't got it. It's on there, it's been revised since we had that one up, but it's in there, dare to dream. It's on the webpage, dare to dream. If you go on the Kingdom Faith Yorkshire webpage, it's a fantastic new webpage we've got now, and there's a little box there and it's got dare to dream. Download it, have it in your house, start reading over it, start praying over it, start saying, God, what can I do for you today? God, what can I do to bring a dream to come true for somebody else today? Let's dare to dream, church. Come on. The young men shall dream dreams and the old men shall have visions. Hey, last week, I remember Pastor Paul was speaking. I think we're all young in here, actually. I never hear many visions being spoken, but there's lots of dreams. Hey, are we young in Christ Jesus? Come on, let's dare to dream. Let's see this dream that God has spoken over our church. Let's claim it for our own and let's run with it as a church, as a group, as a body. We need each other. Do you know that? We need each other. Are we sold out for God? Are we sold out for Jesus Christ? 100%. You know, then don't give the devil, then don't allow the devil to have free rent in your mind. Okay? Don't give him freedom to rent a place in your mind if we've got 100% sold out for Christ Jesus. Because it's the truth that sets us free.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, once you've sold your property, you can't rent it. Once we're sold out for Jesus, don't let the devil have rent in your mind, eh? Come on. Oh, glory. That's just an introduction. I'll come on to the message in a minute. Praise God. I'm so excited. Oh, Jesus! Woo! Come on, man. The anointing in this place. Take something with you when you leave here today. Something of Jesus Christ. Something fresh. Something that He's outpouring. He wants to change your lives drastically. Like. He wants to set you up upside down, inside out. Blow us out of the water. Come on. Glory. Woo. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Kusha bakasa sarata. You know, we don't have to be super spiritual. You know, we have a big God. He never uses big things, but He uses small things that produces big results. Did you get that? We've got a big God. He doesn't use big things. He uses little things and small things. And He gets big results. And I just want to encourage you this morning by looking at a few of the little things that God's used in the past. little things he can use in our lives. I wonder if we could turn to... oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's turn to John 6. John chapter 6. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I've got my electronic Bible with me today. So I'm a bit on the slow side now. I'll be getting a speeded up version soon. Hallelujah. John 6, chapter 1. And sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee. That is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the miraculous signs he had performed on the sick. Come on, we need to see people following us because they're seeing the great signs, the miraculous signs of the sick being healed. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. A Jewish Passover feast was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. It's great, isn't he, Jesus? Yeah. He already knows what the answer is. He's just waiting for us to open our mouths and ask him. Yeah. Or to act, you know, to step out. Philip answered him, 8 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each one to have a bite. Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up, "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and the man sat down, about 5,000 of them. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. Man, a couple of sardines and 5 little barley loaves. Dear me, you should see my shopping just for the 3 of us. Well, then 5,000. Oh, man. Oh, come on, Lord. Yeah, come on. We want to see these miracles. Jesus said, "Make the people sit down. There's plenty of grass in that place." And the men sat down, about 5,000 of them. Just then, Jesus took then the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." Come on. So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. After the people saw the miraculous signs that Jesus did. Come on. You know, we don't have to have great things, you know. Jesus says, "I'm the bread of life." Who's got Jesus in them this morning? Who knows that you've got the bread of life in you this morning? Who knows you can just give that little piece of bread each day to somebody else that hasn't got it? That word in season. It doesn't have to be a great big loaf. It doesn't have to be a great sermon. It just might be that word in season. I am the bread of life. Hey, come on. I am the bread of life. A little bit of just those 5 little barley loaves, and there is so much left over. You know, when we start speaking into people's lives, when we start talking to people about the love of Jesus, do you know that Jesus loves you? Do you know that he's got a plan and purpose for your life? Come on. Got a plan and purpose for each of our lives. He loves us. He doesn't just love us, he likes us. He wants us to be chained, broken off us. He wants to draw us to himself. And he says, "Come and walk with me. Come and walk these steps with me. Come and walk so close with me that you're breathing me, you're living me. Everything that you do is for me." Oh, hallelujah. Just a small little word in season, that's all you need. Lord, give me a word to speak. Lord, what can I say to somebody today? Let me be open to your spirit this morning. Whose life can I touch today? I am the bread of life, Jesus says. I am the bread of life. Let's have a look at Matthew 7 and verse 13. Matthew 7. Verse 13, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is a gate and broad is a road that leads to destruction." Oh, Lord, have mercy on them, Father God. Father, thank you for saving us from a wide road that leads to a road to destruction. broad road. You've taken us off it. Father, we thank you so much this morning. Father, help us to bring so many more upon that narrow gate, through that narrow gate. But small is a gate and narrow the road. Small is a gate. Small is a gate. So wide is the road to destruction. There's so many things that the world wants us to get hold of. There's so many things that take us away from where Jesus wants us to be. There's so many things in the world that just says, come this way. The drugs, the alcohol, the sex. What people think they have freedom in. And yet narrow is the gate. Narrow is the gate. Jesus says, I am the door to eternal life. Who do we have in us? Jesus Christ. We have the opportunity of leading someone through the gate, the narrow road. Come on. We've got to be out there, church. How are they going to get to know it unless we go out and preach the gospel to all nations? The Great Commission in Matthew 27, is it 28? Go and make disciples of all nations. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate. We've all been on the wide gate. But how much better is the narrow gate? How much better is going through the gate that Jesus opens up for us? He says, come and follow me. Come and be set free. No more do you have to have these chains hanging around your neck. No more do you have to be in that place of depression. No more do you have to be in that place of oppression. But know the freedom that I can give you. Know the freedom and the plans and the purposes that I have for your life. So come with me this morning. Come with me this morning. Come through the narrow gate. Come through the narrow gate, for I am the gate. No one can come unto the Father except through me, says Jesus Christ. Eh? We have Jesus in us. We have the way to eternal life for those that are outside of the kingdom, that those are still on the broad way. Let's get a man through the narrow gate. Let's get him through that small road, the narrow, the road that leads to life. Life, eternal life. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Hallelujah. For freedom that Christ has set us free. Oh, Jesus, come on. Whoa. Oh, hallelujah. The small gate, the narrow gate, the small piece of bread, the word in season, the way that we can lead people to eternal life through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my heart goes out. Oh, come on, Jesus. I want to see so many coming in. The only way they're going to come in is if we bring them in. The only way they're going to come in is if we go out there and be obedient to God and start speaking about his love. The only way they're going to come in is if we tell them about Jesus Christ. The only way we're going to bring them in is if we tell them about the truth, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And we'll see them coming in. We'll see them coming in. We'll see them coming in. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Small as a gate. Come on, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. You know, we don't need a big bit of faith, do we? We say, if only I had more faith. If only I had more faith, I could do what Pastor Paul does. If only I had more faith, I could do what Pastor Colin does. How much faith do we need? How much, Eileen? A mustard seed. Let's have a look what it says. Let's turn to the word. Oh, hallelujah. Matthew 17 and verse 19. No, that's wrong, isn't it? Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Yeah, praise God. O unbelieving and perverse generation, Jesus replied, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me. Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed from that moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, why couldn't we drive it out? Why couldn't we drive it out? And he replied, because you have so little faith. I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here. Move from here to there and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. We were singing this morning. Lottie was declaring, wasn't she? That nothing is impossible. That nothing is impossible for Jesus. Nothing is impossible for God. All things are possible for him. All things are possible. So how much faith do we need? The size of a mustard seed. You know, it's because we work out of the relationship we have with the Father. It's not coming out of my strength or my ability or Pastor Paul's ability or your ability. It's because we're in line with the anointing. We're in line with God. We're walking with Him. We're side by side with Him. We're no longer on the broad way, but we're on the narrow way. We're feeding from Him, that He is a bread of life, that He is my salvation, that He is my freedom, that He is my provider, and He is my healer. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 How much faith do we need? A small piece of faith. And what can it do, that small bit of faith? It can move the mountain. It can say, get out of here. I'm not having you anymore in my life. It say, you're not taking root in my life any longer. Away from you. I have a freedom in Christ Jesus. So He is my rock and salvation. That He is my horn. That He is my deliverer. That He is my shield. That He is my strength. That He is my provider. That He is my healer. That He is my everything. That I don't need anything else. I don't need anything big from this world. Because I've got more treasures in heaven that God wants to bless us with than we have upon this earth. Come on. A small bit of faith, guys. We just need to be obedient, don't we? We just need to cast out. We need to take that authority. The authority that Christ has given us. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be delivered. Be set free. Come on. The authority of Jesus Christ. Why should our lives be upside down and inside out? Unless God's doing it for us. Eh? Don't give free rent room to the devil in your mind. Eh? 100% sold out for Jesus. 100% sold out for Jesus. I said 100% sold out for Jesus. I said 100% sold out for Jesus. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, guys. We need to be 100% sold out for Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Come on. Thank you, Lord. That small bit of faith. He's given us it. He said to the disciples, when I leave you, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to send another. You know, and the word another means exactly the same as the Holy Spirit. Exactly the same as Jesus Christ. Exactly the same way that He walked His life upon this earth. So we can walk upon this earth. Because the power is in us. The Holy Spirit is in us. Jesus Christ is in me. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Are you willing? Lord, use me. Is that our cry's heart this morning? Lord, use me. Use me, Lord. Oh, use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. That small bit of faith. That small seed of faith. That small piece of bread. That small piece of fish. I am the bread of life, said Jesus. That small way, that small gate. See, we don't have to have anything big in our lives. We've got Jesus Christ. Hey? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's turn now just to... I think Sean mentioned the little donkey, but I thought it was a record by some guy in the old days. So I haven't gone down that route. I don't know how big his colt was, but it's certainly smaller than a horse. They weren't expecting him to come in on a donkey, were they? Upon that colt. But he humbled himself, you know that? He was a man of humility. And God raised him up. He came to do the Father's will. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not my will be done, but your will, Father God. Eh? Isn't that what we want in our lives? Come on, Lord. Let me do your will. Let me walk in your way. Let me speak the words you speak. Let me listen, Lord. Let me do what you want me to do. Pastor Paul spoke a very wise word of wisdom last week. Let's not get caught up in the fury or the furrow of when we see God breaking out in our lives, in this town, in this region. He's talking about being messy. When it's the Holy Spirit, things can get messy. But people are meeting with God. It won't need the pastors to be up here laying hands on people because people will be meeting with them straight away where they're seated right now.
That's it. Come on.
Because of the presence, the glory of the presence of God. And we're not to jump on the bandwagon and say, oh, well, let's go and do this, let's go and do that. We need to be here, we need to be there. Because that's when we start burning ourselves out. We need to be focused. Focused on God. What's He saying? What's He doing? Where's He leading us? The world's needs aren't met by the church, they're met by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look in the Old Testament. Let's look at 2 Kings 4. Oh, hallelujah. I just feel a fresh anointing that God wants to release this morning. Hallelujah. Just a fresh anointing. Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 4. Here's a widow. All about a widow who just lost her husband. The wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha. Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that you revered the Lord. But now his creditors is coming to take my two boys as his slaves. What fear can that produce in people's lives? When you think people are just coming to take everything that you own. They're going to take his two sons away. She's just lost her husband. Now they're coming to take her two sons away to pay the debts. And what does Elisha say? Your servant has not... Elisha replied to her, how can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? What does she have left in her house? Her husband is gone. Your servant has nothing there at all. Her house is empty. She said, except a little oil. A little oil, a little oil, a little oil, a little oil, a little oil. What do we need? Do we need a load of oil? What did she have? She had a little oil. Let's read on. Let's just read on to the story. Elisha said, go round and ask all your neighbours for empty jars. Come on. Come on. Oh, Lord, how many empty jars have we got here this morning? Do we need to empty them of the things of ourselves and of the world? Do we need to empty our jars so that God can do a miracle through us and in us? Come on. Then go inside. Elisha, go around and ask all your neighbours for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Come on. We've got a big God. Let's have a big vision. Let's have a big vision. Hey, let's not think small. Let's think about Scarborough. Let's think about North Yorkshire. Let's think about our nation. Let's think about Yorkshire. Hallelujah. Let's think about the world. Come on. How big is our God? How big is our God? How big is our God that He can't fill every single jar that you bring into this place? That He can't transform every life that is walking down our streets? Amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. She left him and afterwards shut the door behind her. Then go inside, shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars and each is filled. Put it to one side. She left him and afterwards shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her and she kept pouring. 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 Because God's Spirit is far, 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 far. Never runs out. He never runs dry. He doesn't walk out on us because He keeps pouring. He keeps pouring. He keeps pouring. And He keeps pouring. And He keeps pouring. And He keeps pouring. And He keeps pouring. Because we're releasing. What we're doing is we're releasing, we're giving. It's flowing through us. Shall rivers of living water flow from our bellies? Come on. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. She kept pouring. She kept pouring. She kept pouring. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, bring me another one. Bring me another one. Bring me another. Go and get somebody off the street. Bring me another one. Bring me another one. But there was none left to bring. There was none left to bring because Scarborough is saved. Scarborough's been set free. Everybody's in the presence of the Lord. Come on, transformation videos, what we've seen in other countries. Are we believing to see Scarborough change for Jesus Christ? Are we believing that every person that is walking out there still in that place of darkness, there's not enough oil for them? Of course there's enough oil, because she kept pouring, and she kept pouring, and she kept pouring till all the jars are full. Yeah. All the jars are full. Yeah. Come on, church. Come on, come on, church. I don't just want another day where it's a normal day, walking to work or driving to your workplace. I want someone to draw alongside me. I want God to draw me alongside somebody else. And I want to tell them about the love of Jesus Christ. I want them to see them being filled with that oil.
Come on. Amen.
Come on, church. Come on, church. Get a heart for the lost. Get a heart to see these people transformed. If God can do it in me, He can do it in anybody. Come on, for Christ so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son. That whosoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
So we need that oil, a little oil, a little oil. Maybe you need refreshing today. Maybe you just need that fresh anointing today, just to set you on your way, just to say, come on, Lord. Come on, Lord. Stir it up in me. Let me meet that person along the highway. Let me meet that person in my workplace. Let me talk to my neighbours. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 There's not a jar left. Then the oil stopped flowing. She went out and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what there's left. God is my provider. He's my provider. He's my provider. Come on, life is not easy. Don't tell me about the heartaches you've got in life. Go to Jesus. Come on, guys. Come on. He wants to heal you. He wants to provide for you in your life. Come on, we've got a building we're going into. Come on, that's a provision of the Father. That's so we can be established in the town that God has placed us. That's so we can see people coming in off the streets and being set free. That's because we've got a little bit of bread. We've got the little word within us. We've got a little bit of oil. We've got that gateway within us. Small as a gateway, small as a road. But what does it lead to? What does it lead to, friends? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just believe. Let's just close our eyes a minute. Oh, hallelujah. Let's stand up. Come on, let's stand up. Who wants a refreshing this morning? I just believe there's a... Oh, Lord, come on. Who wants to see the lost saved this morning? You know, before I want to release this anointing on people this morning, this fresh outpouring that God wants to pour in your lives, that you never run out of oil. If there's anybody here this morning, anybody here this morning that's just come in and you don't know that relationship with the Father that loves you, that you don't know that relationship and the plan and the purpose that God has for your life. You may have been told about it at Sunday school. You may have heard your parents speaking about it or your friends. Don't leave here today without asking Jesus Christ into your life. I invite you this morning I believe just after God has imparted a fresh outpouring of His anointing on people, just to come forward to the front. Come forward to the front. There'll be Shona, Ron, Deborah, myself. We'll be here at the front. If there's somebody sitting next to you, somebody that's brought you along this morning, talk to them. Come on. Jesus. Jesus is the only way. Hallelujah. 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 Claire, can we just have the keyboards? I'll need to finish. Come on, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Just call on the name of Jesus. Just call on the name of Jesus. Just call on the name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh. That's all we need. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Got a little oil here this morning. The anointing. The oil that's going to, that fills you this morning. God's not going to stop filling you. But that oil's going to flow from you. It's going to touch lives of lives that you've never even come across so far. It's going to be a boldness come upon you. It's going to make you speak the word, the truth. It's going to point the way to, for people to come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Going to ask you if you want that, just take your time. Take your time, just come down to the front here. Come on the platform. I'll ask Pastor Paul just to assist me, really. If you'd like to do that, please, Pastor. We're just going to anoint you afresh. It's just a fresh outpouring of oil with the anointing that God's got for you this morning. Just come forward and just a few more, just come onto the platform. Just come in a line, just that's okay. Stand facing Paul, that's great. Just come on up, that's great. Just seek God as you're just seeking God right now, just call on His name. Oh, hallelujah. God moves in His power. I just really believe this morning is just a gentleness of His Holy Spirit. A bit like the dove just coming to rest upon people this morning. You know, He wants to find a place for His dove to rest upon this morning. Is that upon your head this morning? Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.